the godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Darren Rovell just reporting Jim McInville, a.k.a. Mattress Mac, has bet another $5 million on the Bengals' money line. He now has $9.5 million on the Bengals to possibly net $16.2 million. The $5 million bet is the largest bet Caesar Sports has ever taken. And joining us now is the birthday boy, Mattress Mac, here on ESPN 97.5. Happy birthday, Mac.
Happy birthday, John. You're the birthday boy.
Yeah, hey, we share birthdays, me and Mac. Me and Mac share. Hey, I remember back in the day when you turned 49, you'd give 49% off, or when you turned 50, you'd give 50% off, 51%. How come you don't do that anymore?
Well, the numbers are too high. It's kind of like betting on the Bengals. The numbers get high real quick.
Hey, you know what? You ain't giving that much off anymore, huh? So, all right, $9.5 million on the Bengals, Mac. Promotion you're doing must have been going really, really well. People buying all kinds of mattresses, huh?
Yeah, we put mattresses, but we also put John and Lance reclining sofas, reclining love seats, recliners, reclining sectionals in it, so that kind of doubled the sales. That made me drive to Benton, Louisiana today to place a bet at the Louisiana rest stop. You got to go in Louisiana and get the geographic signal on the iPhone, so I made the bet this morning.
I got living room furniture I got to get, so I got to come in and
John and Lance love seat. I didn't know you sold John and Lance love seats.
I got to come in and get some because I got new. It's time for new living room furniture, more than time.
All right, Mac, get them. Hey, if the Bengals win, you get it for free. What are you doing? Get over there.
Wait, so is it on everything
free,
or is
free,
it
free? What a deal! What?
Is it everything or is it living room?
The living room furniture that reclines and Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, Stearns & Foster mattresses.
So I could go get the living room and seriously make my Super Bowl. That's done.
Well, apparently people are doing it because Mac has $9.5 million on it now. Mac, these kind of bets, nobody gets these kind. How are you getting $5 million down? What is Caesar saying to you about this?
Well, I had to talk to a lot of the executives, but, I bet $4.5 million with them last week. So they were very accommodating, and no other legal bookmaker will take a bet that big, but Caesars has been very good to me on taking these big bets.
That is awesome. What's it? I mean, honestly, what's it like to bet? Now, you're hedging a lot because of, you know, the promotion and everything else, but it's still, Mac, what's it like to bet $4.5 million and $5 million on a game?
It's just like betting $50, just a couple more zeros.
Well, no, it ain't, Mac. No, it's not. When you're dealing. Now, you want the Bengals to win, too, right?
Yeah, I want the Bengals to win. That way the customers win. And we've had tons of customers come out there and buy furniture and buy mattresses that are supporting the Bengals because of Joe Burrow and all the LSU players they have. So it's been a great promotion, and that's why I had to buy more, bet more to get more insurance. So when the Bengals win Sunday night, big game in California, that lots of people get free furniture, free matches, John and Lance.
That's all. That is unbelievable. And you always you've been doing this. Is this the best promotion? You're the king of promotions, Mac. You wrote the book on it, of advertising, marketing, and everything else. Is the promotion where if one team wins, is that the best promotion you've ever done in your career?
Yeah, it's always the best promotion I've ever done if the team that the fans want to win wins. So if Cincinnati wins this Sunday night, it'd be the best promotion ever. And I've got I'm pulling very hard for Cincinnati.
And the other thing is, now if I get all my furniture free, right, now I might need something else, right? So Mattress Mac could win two times, right?
Yeah, you can get 100% of your money back, 150% back in in-store credit. So either way, if Cincinnati wins, the customers are huge winners, and we'll be selling furniture and delivering it all day Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So come out and buy it and then get it in your house and cheer for the Bengals, and you just might get a free mattress or a free reclining sofa.
And we like the Bengals anyway because we like Joe Burrow, right?
I love Joe Burrow. He's a great player. Obviously, L.A. has a great team. Should be an exciting game. Hopefully be decided right at the last minute like so many NFL playoff games were this year.
Yeah, absolutely. So you went money line because, you got 9.5 on it, but you could possibly win 16 as opposed to taking the points. What was the thought there?
Well, obviously the money line gets bigger bang for the buck, and points, it gets a little complicated because the points move up and down. So just a straight money line, the Bengals win, everybody wins.
That's right. Well, if the Bengals win, everybody wins. Lance, you going to go? You going to go pick up your living room
furniture?
I'm literally
calling the wife when we get, during the break, because this is, I could hedge the other side, too.
That's right.
I could basically say, look, I'm going to pay a little something for it. If they don't win, I've got the furniture, and I just picked up a little something.
How about that?
If the Bengals do win, I'll be more than happy to pay this amount because I got this much furniture. That's what I mean? It actually makes sense in that direction, too.
It makes all kinds of sense. Hey, the king of hedging is with us right now, Mattress Mac. What about that hedge, Mac, for the customers?
That's it. Just come out and buy that furniture. Say, Lance, did you have Joe Burrow rated real high in the draft?
I did. I did, actually. I had him as the third-rated guy in the class. But, yeah, I did have a good grade on him. And his story's been unbelievable. I talked to Steve Young yesterday. I had a thing that I did with Steve Young, a Zoom call for a big tech company, and I was hosting it. And we talked about Joe Burrow and Joe Montana and Tom Brady. And he said, his playing style is a little different than those guys. He said, but that it factor, that quality, he said, he's got that, whatever it was that Joe Montana he had. He goes, absolutely, he's got that.
Well, we'll see on Sunday night. Hopefully he has that it factor going Sunday night. And thousands of customers use them to get free mattresses and free furniture.
There it is. Go see Mattress Mac today and tomorrow. And so you get that free furniture when Joe Burrow wins the Super Bowl.
Is that the one that's on Post Oak also?
Yeah, North Freeway Post Oak, the one in Richmond on Highway 99. Any of the three locations you can buy online as well.
Yeah, Post Oak's right there. Get over there.
Be close. No, it's right here by the station.
It's right there. It's right here. Let's go.
Not even tell the wife.
All right. Well, that's Mattress Mac. Mac, happy. Hope you have a great birthday and hope it pays off on Sunday with a Bengals win.
Happy birthday, John. Lance, great to be on the program. Y'all have a great day.
All right, take care, Mac.
There's Mattress Mac.
Yeah, that's right. Happy birthday.
To me?
To you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, yours was just a little while ago.
Yeah, and this is not about me. This is your special day.
You were January 21st, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Dream. I have Olajuwon. You have Mattress Mac.
And I got Mattress Mac. Who has more money?
Probably Mac.
I have KD.
Probably.
KD probably has more money than both.
Kevin Durant has more money
than... Oh, is this his birthday,
Kevin
too?
Kevin Durant has...
Yeah, mine. Yeah. I have KD.
Oh, you have KD.
He's the same as KD.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's not bad. Mine is...
I have the most Houston birthday of all y'all. Well, Mattress Mac's pretty Houston. I mean, so is Olajuwon. Those two guys are really,
Who
really Houston.
Who would win in a race for mayor? Hakeem or Mac?
I think Mac would get him.
Or KD.
KD would not
KD's
win.
Texas kid?
Yeah.
He went to University of Texas.
So did Mac.
He's from Maryland.
Mac, they're going to split that Texas vote.
Up there.
He's from Maryland. Mattress Mac played football for the Longhorns.
Right.
Yeah.
I think Mac wins.
Mac would beat Dream.
Mac
that's
wins.
Just how it is. I mean, Dream would get a lot of votes, but if you're not a sports fan or if you're somebody like, I love Olajuwon, but I got a hookup whenever we had Hurricane Harvey, so sorry, Dream. Yeah. You never gave me a hookup during Harvey.
Nope. Mattress Mac, he gives the hookups. Before we go to break here, reminding you, go watch the game at the Maris on 18th Street and 610. They've got TVs, and they have got wings. I'm telling you, I'm a wing connoisseur. I get wings everywhere I go. Damaris's Greek wings are as good as it gets. The Greek wings, they're fried. Tell them you want them crispy. You can also get baked wings there. They take a little bit longer because they're baked. They want to make sure that they're raw, but they're delicious as well. If you're looking for wings in the city of Houston, you go see my boy Yanni and Frankie over there at Damaris on 18th Street and 610 and get your wings on. All right. Watching the game. We this is what we do. We go over there, we'll watch the Texans or whatever, and we'll get our wings on over there. It's tremendous. Tremendous.
All right. So yesterday the Houston Rockets made a trade. We have not even gotten We haven't even touched on this trade yesterday.
So the Rockets traded Daniel Theis to Boston in exchange for Dennis Schroeder, Bruno Fernando, and Enes Freedom. Ennis Freedom.
Formerly Ennis Cantor.
And, I mean, he is, how about, yeah. And, you know.
The Rockets, by the way, have already.
You're bringing a lot of baggage with.
The Rockets already waived him.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
The Rockets waived him. It was just a cap. It was kind of a cap move. They also waived DJ Augustine and Armani Brooks. So to make space, to make room, Cantor was just a buyout.
Okay,
Dragic was traded and immediately bought out.
I would have thought Schroeder would be somebody that would be traded immediately too.
No, Schroeder has run some point.
Yeah, I know he does.
He actually has some value.
But yeah, I know he has some value, which is why I thought they would trade him right away. Because why are you taking minutes away from Porter?
No, I think they want, like, Augustine is a guy who I don't think they viewed him having a lot of value. Schroeder is a number two guard who can play. He can play, maybe give you either guard spot rotations. You can have KPJ playing the two guard some with Schroeder as a legitimate backup.
You got Gordon, Green, Schroeder, and Porter.
You have a better backup one, and then KPJ can swing to some two. So actually, your three guard rotation there with Jalen Green, it just got better.
Well, you got Gordon too.
Yeah, it just got better. Yeah. And I mean, you have Gordon, who's not long term, who can play two or slide to three, you know, with your small lineup.
Well,
too,
you didn't get rid of him, so he may be long term. He's got another year.
We'll see. You can trade him in the offseason too.
An expiring contract, you might.
But the Rockets are going to want to get some leaders. I don't know what kind of person Schroeder's played in some pretty big spots. Maybe he's a good guy to add to the roster too.
Maybe.
But I think they view this as I could be wrong here, but the way I would view it is that you have a chance to get Kevin Porter Jr. off the ball some. Or when you come off the bench with a guy, you know, you now can come off the bench with Schroeder at the one and KPJ swing over to the two some, or you can have, you know, you got a legitimate guard option behind Kevin Porter Jr. also. And if Kevin Porter Jr. flakes out for any reason, you may have Schroeder playing next to Jalen Green in the future.
Well, and there is, you know, maybe Schroeder can teach him to play some defense. I mean, look, did you see Kevin Porter Jr.'s game last night? 11 of 16, 6 and 9 from 3. He was awesome. He had 30 points, and they lost by 19.
Yeah.
They scored 100. They Porter shot 52% and 42% from 3. But they had 21 turnovers. The Raptors had 15 more shots than the Rockets.
So how many turnovers were Kevin Porter Jr.'s?
Kevin Porter Jr., last night, just 3 turnovers.
Oh, that's not bad.
8 assists, 3 turnovers. That was actually pretty good. But it was Kenyon Martin with 5 turnovers. I mean, it was just 21 turnovers. It's just way,
it's just they
way
don't
too many.
Value the ball enough, and they don't value...
And
they don't value defense enough, and they don't value the basketball.
Maybe Schroeder will help that.
Maybe so.
Maybe
if anything, you just improved your guard rotation.
As I remember watching Dennis Schroeder, he is, I think he's a two-way player, and he brings a lot of energy. Dennis Schroeder brings a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's what, maybe these guys will learn something.
Hey, you know, that's something that's missing.
Absolutely.
Energy on both ends, and just a guy who's a little hyper, I'm fine with it. By the way, when we come back, the Manning cast is expanding. And apparently Eli and Peyton liked it enough that the Manning cast is going to actually expand with what they're doing. So we will tell you about it when we come back. Also, Freaky Deaky, the rules of the side game, coming up on Valentine's Day. He will have advice for you or just entertain you at 8:30. So don't miss out on that at 8:30. And then Tony, the Hatchet Man Valentine from the Inside Sports Syndicate, some of the purported best inside information in the business. We will have him to talk about some of the prop bets.
Look who wished me happy birthday, Joey Votto. What kind of POS put that out there? Tommy Stark, jerk.
That's amazing.
A-hole.
What a nice guy.
814 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Time to talk about John Clay Wolf and GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com. If you're looking for the best way to sell that car or truck, whatever it is, you're going to get your most. It's not even arguable. He's the best. He's unbelievable. It's stupid how much money he pays. He paid me, I swear, I felt like it was about $2,000 or $3,000 more than I deserved for my vehicle. And I was like, yes, I'll take it. Thanks, bye. That's great. Hurry up before you change your mind. He didn't change his mind. He told me how much he would give me for the car. He gave me that for the car. And I'm like, oh, what a great, great person you are, John Clay Wolf, because you gave me way more money than you should have. And I don't know if he's been able to sell it. He probably is in the junkyard by now. I have no idea, because it was a really terrible vehicle that Frankie destroyed. But that's not on me. That's on John Clay Wolf. You said you'd give it to me. He gave it to me. And here we are. Look, if you're looking to sell your vehicle for more money than it's worth, go to John Clay Wolf and GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com. Tell them you heard it right here.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.